So he comes out, 8:04 left in the third quarter, and Deckerville back on offense at their own 43-yard line. Kineth under center, pitches out to the right to Snyder, cuts back inside, no, go back outside. It has about 6 yards, breaks out of that tackle and falls forward all the way out to the 48-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 6 in the play. Tackle made by Jeffrey Frost to the defensive end. Second down, 5 to go for Deckerville.
Well, that hurts the net rushing average for Derek Snyder, and it ruins his touchdown streak. But nonetheless, a powerful run by that kid. He's got a lot of speed. That's the first time we've seen him deal with contact, and he was tough to bring down. It was a hard-earned 5 or 6 yards.
Kind of under center, I formation. Two men backfield, pitches to the left to Snyder. As a lead blocker by Lamont. Has the first down inside Mayfield territory, inside the 40, all the way down to the 36-yard line. And now we have a Mayfield player down way back at the 45-yard line. And that would be number 24, Hunter Brown, their starting center, defensive end for this Mayfield squad. 7:20 left in the third quarter. Deckerville 36, Mayfield 12.
And never like to see this, Clark. I'm not sure what happened, but he's one of those guys on the line of scrimmage. And he looks to be in some pain, too.
So he's coming out here. That'd be Hunter Brown, a 5'9", 215-pound junior. As looks like that one may be just very well maybe a cramp in that left leg. As they're stretching him out right now, we'll take another short break. When we return, we'll have more football action from Deckerville, Michigan. Deckerville 36, Mayfield 12.
Apse Funeral Home of Deckerville has helped area families to connect and to honor and remember loved ones for almost 4 decades. Services include many opportunities for families to learn, share, and remember. They offer both free advanced planning guidance and 24/7 online grief support. Their website features a straightforward discussion of cremation and burial options and a frank look at bait-and-switch cremation price advertising. Apse Funeral Home of Deckerville proudly supports the entire community and wishes the Deckerville Eagles best of luck in tonight's game.
Mayfield staff still working on number 24 out there, Hunter Brown. That left leg now trying to stretch that out as much as possible. 7:20 left in the third quarter, 36-12. Deckerville leads by 24 points. As Logan Labine, your leading rusher for the Mayfield Wildcats, he's still out there, but to start this second half, now he's up on his own power. Looks needs a little assistance to get off, actually. Hunter Brown favoring that left leg. Probably won't see him again tonight. But Mayfield came out in the second half with benching Austin Middleton, quarterback. Not sure if it would be due to injury or if just trying to change things up. And they put number 20, Nick Phillips, in at quarterback. And unfortunately results in a turnover of downs. And now Deckerville back on offense inside Mayfield territory at the 36-yard line after Derek Snyder getting some touches in the second half.
Yeah, he may be getting punished for throwing that pick six, Clark. I don't remember seeing anything where he was nicked up or banged up, but he probably is getting punished for that. But I thought he had a pretty nice game going until that pass.
Snyder gets the pitch to the left and runs right out of bounds at the 35-yard line after a gain of maybe a yard, maybe two. And he'll set up a second down, 8 to go for the Deckerville Eagles at the Mayfield 35-yard line. 7:12 remains in the third quarter.
Snyder's got a lot of speed to burn when they run those sweeps and pitches to the outside. Like to see him run it to the far side of the field. They always, they're on the left hash, and they run it to the left side. There's just not a lot of room over there to get up the field, and Snyder's unable to do anything with it, just coast out of bounds after a short gain.
Second down, and it's going to be kind of on the keeper, straight up the middle, diving forward. Allen forward progress has him stopped at the 33-yard line. It'll be a gain of 2 on the play. Tackle made by Logan Labine on the defensive side. And sets him a third down, 7, maybe we'll call it 7 yards to go for Deckerville.
Well, when your team's banged up and, you know, you don't want anybody else to get hurt, the last thing I'm doing is calling a quarterback keeper, Clark, and I do not want to see Isaac Kineth taking hits like that from free linebackers, especially guys the size of Labine and amongst others. So always good to put the ball in your playmaker's hands, but I think I'm letting him throw it if that's the case.
Rolls to his right, has a receiver open, and is caught. We're about a gain of a yard on the play out to number 24, Connor Lamont, the fullback coming out of the backfield. Out for about a yard, sets a fourth down, six to go for Deckerville. Do they go for it or do they punt this away and try and pin Mayville deep back in their own territory?
You're deep enough into Mayville territory. I think it's go time, because if you don't get it, they still have to go approximately 65 or 70 yards on your defense. So I don't think there's any harm here in going for it, and this team certainly has the ability to get the remaining 5 yards or so for that first down.
Cass City was trailing Caro at the half, but Cass City starts the scoring in the third quarter and retakes the lead 36-31 on a Cathrell 48-yard keeper for the score. Cass City on top over Caro right now. Fourth down in seven, maybe six, and Deckerville's going for it. Receiver wide each way, and now we have a bunch of whistles, and this is going to be a timeout called by Deckerville. Bill Brown wants to discuss things with his squad. Dave Hansen, what kind of play do you expect here?
He lined up out there, and he either saw something in the defense that he liked or didn't like, or they were running out of time, and he's going to change the play. But regardless, you got those timeouts. This is a crucial play for Deckerville. If you're able to get this first down, go down the field and score, this game's basically over for Mayville. There's no way you're going to come back on this team and in Deckerville and make a comeback. So Coach Brown knows how important it is to get this score into the end zone. And I would not be surprised to then see some of these starters come out of the game and let some of these other young kids get a shot to play. So he knows that he wants to line up just right and try to get a first down here.
5:42 left in the third quarter. Deckerville 36, Mayville 12. Deckerville facing a fourth down, seven to go from the Mayville 33-yard line. Wild game to start this one. We had a total of, 7 touchdowns in that first half. 6 were on offense for both teams, and then a pick 6 for Cruz Ibera, who went out with an injury to his opposite injured knee on the season. He's still on the bench there. It looks like he may be okay, but just not playing anymore tonight. On 4th and 7, Deckerville goes with a screen to the left to Lamont, has it, and he's still on his feet, runs out of bounds. He may be very close. Looks like he's shy of the first down marker. Pushed out of bounds at the 29-yard line. And it'll be a 5-yard gain, but not enough for a conversion. And it'll be a turnover of downs, giving the ball back to Mayville with 5:35 left in the third quarter.
That's a big stop for Mayville. Number 70, Lucas Rutter, had a shot at the receiver of Deckerville's. And he's able to get there, but I thought he needed to make that tackle. And when the tackle was broken, then it felt like Deckerville had enough to get the first down, but stepped out of bounds. Good call over here by the official. Stepped out of bounds, a full yard short, and now that Deckerville defense will have to come back on the field.
First and 10 from the 28-yard line in Mayville territory, left, right across the radio. They trailed Deckerville by 24 points, 36-12, 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Keeping it high and tight as Phillips still at quarterback in the shotgun. Empty backfield. Bunch formation to the right, now to the left, and there should be flags fly as two men were in motion at the same time. Levine went motion to the opposite side, and also his other back in that formation, then decided to run after him at the same time. Can't quite do that. That'll be a 5-yard penalty on the false start illegal formation. First down in 15, back from the 23-yard line.
At the guilty party, there's Jerry Gilbert. As Labine goes in motion, waiting for that ball to be snapped, 11 Gilbert got a little foot fancy, started moving early, and that's going to cost him 5.
First down, 15, 5:35 left in the third quarter. 24-point game. Mayville deeper into their own territory at the 23-yard line. Sends a receiver wide to the left. That would be number 88, Dylan Andrus. To the right, number 11, Jerry Gilbert. At quarterback, that would be number 20, Nick Phillips. Labine to his left, and it's a handoff to Labine. Shed some tacklers, but still at that original line of scrimmage, maybe even a yard behind it, to the 22-yard line. Number 52, Curtis Vogel on the stop. A loss of a yard. Second down, 16 to go.
There's a surprise. Curtis Vogel in on a tackle. No surprise there as he disrupts that play, and very little gain for Mayville. So second down and long. And notice taking Cruz's spot in the secondary is Carlos Ibera. So not a lot lost there typically. But this defense is all over you, and it's not a surprise to see him come into the game. And Kineth now going to play a little bit more of that defensive back role.
Receiver wide each way, and it's a screen, and Labine brings it in at the line of scrimmage. Positive yards short of the first down marker The 36-yard line looks like he's going to be shy about by 2 yards at the play. It's going to be a game.